Energy Stew with Peter Roth, Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to know, is your brain taking care of you? Would you like to have a better brain? Well, we're going to be interviewing the author of Brain Power, Michael Gelb. Thank you for being a guest on Energy Stew.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
This is an opportunity for all of us to get our brains in order.
It's true.
And I really enjoyed the book. It just helped me have more confidence in myself and the process of taking care of myself. And also in the aspect of getting older and what to expect of my brain as I get older.
Well, it's true. You know, I've been working with this kind of material for over 30 years, but it's getting serious. We have to pay attention. And I think what it is you know, the margin for error gets less. So we need to pay attention. The good news is that unlike other parts of the body, I'll tell you, on November 14th, I had a total knee replacement operation. And 2 years ago, I had a total hip replacement. You know why? Because my hip and now my knee have worn out from use. I've always been an athlete. I've done martial arts for many years, and I wore those parts out. The good news is I was able to get some new parts. But the really good news is that your brain doesn't wear out with use. The opposite is true. It's designed to improve as we use it. So then the simple question is, what's the best way to use it? And that's the focus of Brain Power.
Right, and I enjoyed that because there's so many opportunities in the book to change the way we're doing things so that we can optimize our brains. Now, I'd like to ask if our body responds to our brains in the same way. This is just something I didn't notice in the book. Is that I noticed in my aging, my body doesn't respond as quickly. It's not as agile. My response mechanism isn't as fast. And I'm wondering if that's the body or the nervous system and what it has to do with the brain.
Well, obviously, you know, in the end, we have to attempt to look at the whole system and everything. As Leonardo da Vinci said, everything connects to everything else. So what we want to find are the greatest points of leverage for the whole mind, body, emotion, spirit complex, as it were. And I've attempted to find, besides the real simple basics, you know, the simplest thing in terms of the body-brain connection, is that much of what passes for senility and memory loss with age is a function of the depletion of the oxygen supply to the brain. Your brain's about 2.5% of your body's weight, but it uses more than 20% of your oxygen. And if you're not cardiovascularly fit, and you are not cardiovascularly fit for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, obviously there's a problem getting enough oxygen to your brain. So one of the simplest things that people can do. I mean, you know, I tried to go for, like, there's lots of great esoteric stuff that I know you've studied, I've studied, but I tried to make this as absolutely simple and accessible as possible. What are the research-validated practical things people can do? So number one is obviously some program of regular exercise to keep your brain oxygenated. And then there's the missing link in most fitness programs. We get a little more sophisticated than just going for a regular walk or riding your bike. We look at the real missing links in most fitness programs and the ones that affect people as they get older. And probably the most critical one is balance and poise.
Yes, for sure. I found that my balance had deteriorated a lot. And so now I go to the gym and I use this balance disc.
Great. Great. That's one of the recommendations in the book, along with having lessons in the Alexander technique and taking a couple Tai Chi lessons. These are some of the simplest, best things you can do to keep refining and developing balance over the years. There's a reason why people take up Tai Chi after age 50. It becomes really important. Like I said before, the margin for error becomes less. So we need some sort of practice or discipline, anything from a balanced disc to a Tai Chi form to Alexander lesson, some way of cultivating that balance and poise as the years go by.
And actually, you lay down a challenge in the book that sounds like a reasonable challenge to go for a world record, standing on one leg with your eyes closed.
Yeah, and then what makes it really interesting is to stand on one leg with your eyes closed while juggling. That's the advanced one. I didn't put
that
in the
gosh,
book because I didn't want to scare people, but that's what I'm working on myself, just so you know.
But it's natural, and it scared me a few times when I was trying to do a balance routine and close my eyes, how greatly it threw me off.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing to do, stand next to a wall, put your hand on the wall, like I'm doing this right now as I speak to you. I raise my right leg. Now I close my eyes while I'm talking to you, and I start to immediately waver a little bit, but I can use the wall to catch myself so that we can practice this refinement of balance in a way that's safe. So, yeah, always have some sort of support handy when you try that exercise.
So I guess what it is when we see ourselves aging and things happen like this where, oh my gosh, I don't have the same balance, or I close my eyes and I practically fall over, whatever, it only means that there's something to improve.
That's a great way to think about it. And you know, that's why the very first principle in the book focuses on embracing that kind of positive, proactive attitude. And it turns out that it's a powerful, self-fulfilling prophecy. Dr. Becca Levy did an amazing study, what they call a longitudinal study, where they follow people over the course of decades. And she found that people who embrace a positive attitude towards getting older outlive people with a negative attitude on average more than 7 years.
Well, there's so much in your book about being positive, and I love some of the quotes here. John Wooden, you have his quote, and it's what you learn after you know it all that counts. And another quote of his I really liked is, things turn out best for the people who make the best out of the way things turn out.
Amen. It's true.
So that's so beautiful. And I've always been an admirer of older people who are role models, and when I meet an old person, I always ask them, what's their secret? And there was a woman who used to power walk in Central Park every day. Every day you'd see her out there doing 6 miles every day, and she was in her 90s. And I remember I was so impressed. I said, I'm so excited about you doing this every single day. And would you be a guest on my radio show and inspire our audience? And she said, no. I said, well, why not? She said, well, because I might miss a day.
I go, she's too busy.
And
that's wonderful.
And one day I saw her sitting on a bench, and I went over and I said, so how are you doing today? It was a hot summer day. She said, I only did 3 miles today. And I said, how come? She said, well, you know, I'm going to be 100 in March. And so I'm lightening the load. And I said, well, let me ask you, what's your secret to life? And she said, my secret to life is always getting out the door every day.
That's great.
Yeah. Yep. You know,
having a sense of purpose, engagement, makes a huge difference. Here's the problem, though. I mean, you were blessed to meet someone like that. And you know, I've been blessed in similar ways to meet many vital, brilliant, engaged, enlivened, healthy, happy, wise, older people. But for many folks, you know, they grow up with with older relatives who get dementia, who have Alzheimer's, and they have a negative attitude of what awaits them. Moreover, a lot of us grew up. This is one of the central powerful tenets of the book. Most of us grew up with a notion that our intelligence was fixed at age five, that brain development ends at age five, and that after age 25, we are on a slow, steady path of decline. And unfortunately, this is the way people tend to talk. You mentioned before, you know, you start to get a little bit older and you you lose your balance. You say, oh, my balance is going. I'm not what I used to be. And people say, oh, they forget something. You know, after age 30, the first time people forget something, they say, oh, my memory's going. You know, I'm having a senior moment. And it becomes a sort of a collusion and commiseration where people get together and talk about how they're losing it, and then we make you retire, and then you die. So there's a lot of negative imagery in our culture. I mean, if you turn on your television, the image of older people, unfortunately, is usually something to do with a pharmacist, something to do with a drug, something to do with the clapper, I've fallen and I can't get up. It's not an image of vitality and life affirmation. But you know, it's curious because if you have little children in elementary school, if you ask any teacher how much stuff do those kids forget every day, at school they forget tons of stuff.
Right.
But the teacher, when the teacher calls the parent of the child who forgot things, the parent doesn't say, you know, hey, you forgot these things. What's the matter with you? And the kid certainly doesn't say, oh, my God, I'm 8 years old and my memory's going.
Right.
You know, I'm having a junior moment. But in our lifetime, this is one of the most exciting paradigm changes of our lifetime. Neuroscientists have established the understanding now, radically different from the one we grew up with, that your brain is actually designed to improve with use throughout life. It is not fixed at age five. We now understand neuroplasticity. In other words, neuro, the brain cell, plasticity, flexible, malleable, changeable. We can change and develop our brains every day of our life. And the brain is designed to improve with use. So when you embrace that positive attitude, the reason that comes first is if you don't get the new paradigm, if you don't understand that you're designed to improve, if you don't have positive role models, you're not going to do anything else that's in the book. So
right.
That's why I put it first. Once you recognize, gee, okay, it's designed to improve with use, what's the best way to improve it, then all the other chapters start to become more relevant and accessible.
Well, and we can't use everybody as an example. We can only use special role models.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, he ran a 6-day ultramarathon.
Mm.
And he ran 50 miles a day for 6 days in a row. And he was 82 years old.
Wow.
Now, that's a role model.
That's hard to do any time.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Mean.
But these are people who say, well, you know, it's not over yet. And I've slowed down a lot in my aging. I'm not as fast as I used to be on the roads. And I can't let that get to the rest of me. You know, I can't say, okay, because I'm a slower runner now, I'm also a slower thinker.
Right. Right, and here's the thing is, when we talk about embracing a positive attitude, we're not in denial about some of the challenges that we face as we get older. Like I said right in the beginning, you know, the margin of error gets less. I mean, believe me, you know, having had a hip replacement and a knee replacement fairly recently, I am very much in touch with reality in terms of the challenges of getting older. But you're so right that we have to be careful not to, by association, start to think, well, gee, you know, my knee is worn out, therefore the rest of me is on the way out, too.
Right. Right.
Critically important.
But what's so helpful about your Brain Power book is that you offer so many opportunities to work on the brain, to actually prosper the brain. So it's an opportunity to use it more, to feed it more. And there's a lot about how to feed it and use it. Yoga, Tai Chi, playing chess.
Playing chess. Well, yeah, one of my good friends is the chess columnist of the London Times, and he's the world expert on mental sports. And it turns out that one of the most adaptive things you can do to strengthen your brain as you get older is, of course, to challenge it. And so chess and bridge, when they do these studies, like the major one done up at Tufts University, they found that chess, bridge, and other mental sports are among the best things you can do to strengthen your brain as you get older. But it also turns out that learning to play a musical instrument, learning a new language, learning to juggle. There was a whole study done in Germany that showed that adults who spend 15 minutes a day learning how to juggle show significant and measurable improvements in both the gray and white matter of their brains. But when you go beyond the studies, there seems to be, at least in my interviews with neuroscientists, there seems to be a consensus that, yes, it's probably particularly beneficial to play chess or play bridge because they're so challenging. But the real point is to learn something new, to put yourself in beginner's mind, to get out of your habit pattern. And it's not like you have to do this for 6 or 7 hours a day to get the brain benefits. 15 minutes a day seems to be what it takes to access and begin to really strengthen new patterns of connection in your brain so that you're keeping your mind sharp and focused and developed every single day. 15 minutes a day of some new challenge is not too much to ask to be alert, alive, and to get smarter and wiser every day of your life.
Well, what's plugging me in here is not so much that as physically giving yourself the energy to want to do that and to apply yourself to it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much about healthy lifestyle that we need to know about and use so that we actually are motivated.
You're so right, and that's you know, they go together. If you have the what we call the physical energy, you're more likely to have the energy to learn something new. And if you're excited about learning something new, you want to be that much more careful in terms of how you look after yourself so that you can continue to enjoy the activities that you enjoy. So
right.
it's a positive cycle, a virtuous cycle we're trying to facilitate.
We need to get all that oxygen that we can to the brain so it can do what it would like to do.
Big time.
Yep. And so you're in rehab now, right?
I am doing my physical therapy exercises. And so
what are your goals in terms of oxygenating your brain now that you're kind of limited in your
Well, I've been practicing my juggling for about 15 minutes each day and working on new tricks.
Uh-huh.
I actually just got on the exercise bike. And at first I could only go backwards, but then 2 days ago I made the breakthrough to 30 cycles forward. Yesterday I did 70 cycles forward.
Uh-huh.
So today I'm going to go for 100. It's a fascinating thing because sometimes, you know, being active and engaging intensely in life, that's not my issue.
it sounds like you're right about that.
so for me, this has been, you know, the real soul lesson has been to be in the receptive healing mode and to be patient and to make sure I take enough time to rest and not push myself too much. So I've carved out 8 weeks where I can be home and just actually practice something which is a little bit non-habitual for me, which is doing nothing.
doing radio interviews.
Except launching my new book, which I guess, you know.
Right. There's always something.
There's always something, yeah. But it's great because, you know, starting in January, I I go on the road, and I'm on the road doing seminars all over the world, pretty much nonstop for a few months. Then I'm, when I have a little downtime, I'm going to work on writing my next book. But you know, that's the great thing about writing these books, because I always learn so much, you know, whenever I write. And this, I was already practicing almost everything that's in Brain Power, but I have now sharpened and focused my practice, and I've refined and developed it. And, you know, I'm about to turn 60, so I'd say the timing is good.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. And I was thinking of a book that I was going to write some years ago, and I was glad I didn't write it, because after a while I realized, what did I know? Now I really know.
Right, that's true, yeah. You find out what you know and what you don't know when you actually try to put the words on paper.
Sure. And what is your, you have an idea, you're going to give us a hint about what your next book is about?
Oh, sure. I am writing a book on conscious leadership, on the notion of organizations as points of leverage for the evolution of society, shifting organizational priorities, specifically corporations, from a primary focus on shareholders and profit to a primary focus on stakeholders. In other words,
right. We all have a stake in it. Sure.
Exactly.
And I think that's where this planet is going, because the paradigms have not worked and everything is imploding. So we need a new way of leading. And so I'm very glad that you're using your brain power to do that.
Well, first, you know, we have to stay alive and highly functional,
right,
in order to make that happen. So brain power comes first.
Right.
But now that I've tried to set down all the simple practical things that the average person can do to improve their mind as they get older, my next focus is on, okay, how can we create organizations and corporations that serve society at every level, that pay attention to the welfare of all stakeholders. So that's employees, that's vendors, that's communities, that's the environment, and shareholders. So the idea is, if you look after the whole system that you're engaged in, you'll actually make more money. It's a real win-win notion. My friend and colleague, Professor Raj Sisodia, did a brilliant business school study, which he published as a book called Firms of Endearment. And it looks at how companies who actually have a higher purpose and a vision that puts people first, they actually do better. What a great concept,
yeah.
Huh?
Maybe I can get him on my show.
I'll be happy to arrange that. He's a great guy.
Thank you.
Brilliant fellow. Sure.
Now, let's also mention another part of the book that you offer, actually, audio, and it's Brain Sync. And this is very helpful. It's nice to have tools, and these are beautiful tools that you offer through Kelly Howell.
Yes. Kelly lives here in Santa Fe. She's a good friend of mine, and she is one of the great pioneers in the binaural beat technology for helping to facilitate brain waves that, for example, I like to meditate, but sometimes I'm a little restless. My mind wanders. It's hard to focus and relax.
So sounds like your mind would wander a lot, because you have a very busy mind.
It's true. The great news is I can just put on these headphones, and after 20 minutes, my brain is in the same brainwave state as an experienced, advanced meditator. When we were putting the book together and thinking, okay, what are all the things you can do for yourself, among the most powerful things that you can do to improve your mind as you age are really simple things like sleeping well, practicing meditation on a daily basis. But some people have trouble sleeping and some people have trouble meditating. So we give you, with the book, a free download of this BrainSync program designed especially to help our readers sleep better, meditate more effectively. And I've been using the BrainSync program myself ever since I met Kelly. I'd experiment with other of these sorts of programs, but I just found that hers were the most effective. So yeah, when people get the Brain Power book, you leaf through it and you will find the page that tells you where to go to get your free download. So,
well, I told a friend of mine about BrainSync audios, and she went online and ended up buying a whole bunch of them. She thought they were great.
Yep, they are. Well, I mean, they're just it's just simple, elegant, effortless. We all like, if you can find something, all you have to do, you buy the book, you open it, you get the download, you put it on your iPod, you strap on the headphones, boom, your brain waves are in the same state as an advanced meditator. We tried to make it as simple as it could be.
I love that, and I'll be using those. I'm going to download and take advantage of that myself, because I want to get the most out of my brain.
Super.
And so this book is really an opportunity for so many people, because it covers the gamut of what we need to know and do to nurture our brains better.
Thank you. Yes. Well, the thing is that there's a lot of tips available on the internet, and you pick up a woman's magazine or a men's health magazine, and it tells you this and that, and then Dr. Oz comes on, and he's wonderful and says something nice. But it's a little confusing, and what I tried to do with the help of my co-author, Kelly Howe, was to say, okay, what do you really need to know? What's the research-validated, really practical steps that you can take and put it into a systematic formula effectively, so that people keep telling me they're reading the book and saying, this is doable, I can really do this, and that helps to get people excited. It's not too esoteric. There's simple practical things, most of which the average person will find to be very pleasurable. I mean, I've got a whole chapter on the long-term health benefits of moderate wine and chocolate consumption. And, of course, I had a lot of fun writing the chapter on great sex after 50.
It's a very complete book. That's terrific.
And I have to tell you, I posted something on Twitter about the section on great sex after 50, and all I can tell you is, it went to my Facebook account, and all I can tell you is my wife went on and said and endorsed it and said, yes, it really works. So that's the endorsement that counts, right?
And she's, that's more than any.
And she's 23 years younger than me.
Wow, good for you.
And she says she's reading the book so she can keep up with me.
I love that. So this is the book Brain Power, and just going out and getting the book is a powerful move for your brain. And it's so helpful to be inspired by it, whether it be the sex part or the yoga part or the diet part or the meditating. It's every page is another inspiration. So I want to thank you for putting this book out there, and it's so helpful.
Well, if people go to my website, to michaelgelb.com, that's G-E-L-B, they'll find there's some free articles people can download for free about improving your mind as you get older, about thinking like Leonardo, about innovating like Edison, about cultivating your genius power. And they can also, of course, get the book on the website.
That's wonderful. Michael Gelb, thank you so much for being a guest on Energy Stew. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
My pleasure. Great to speak with you. Take care. Cheers.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at Progressive Radio Network. And I can be reached at HeartRiver, H-E-A-R-T, river.org. And thank you so much for listening.